هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Today we're speaking about the work of Reverend Bill Cruz and his foundation, which supports people facing homelessness and hardship across Sydney. As demand for community support continues to grow, the foundation provides meals, healthcare and outreach services to homeless Australians. Joining us today is Reverend Bill Cruz to discuss the latest work and the impact on the community during these difficult times. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Reverend Bill Cruz.
Thank you so much. God bless the Kurdish people.
Thank you. Reverend, could you please give us a briefing about the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation?
Well, every day our kitchen produces about 1,600 meals, and we have our Loaves and Fishes restaurant, and we have about 6 food vans which go to 16 various locations. So that, you know, on a typical day, probably 1,600 people will get a meal. As well as that, we're able to provide free dental, medical, social work services for disadvantaged people as well. So that all of that goes on here. As well as that, we do literacy programs where we teach young people how to read. Kids in schools who are not learning to read or have fallen behind, we do that. We also work overseas in different countries, and we work with Kurdish people as well.
Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation has said demand for support is increasing. What
Yes.
are the biggest challenges people are facing right now?
I had a lady ring me the other day, and her rent had been increased, and she now, the rent was more than she earned in a week as a wages. So that so many people do not earn enough money from working to be able to support their families or themselves. That's a big issue. And then there's the issue of people who can't find any housing at all.
So how does the winter support campaign help people experiencing homelessness during colder months?
Well, as well as giving meals, we provide warmth, if you get what I mean.
Yes.
So they come here, they get food, they can get blankets, they can get beanies, they can get, you know, all the different sorts of things, scarves, all those things, so that people can get some warmth as well. Plus, if they get a cold, they can get flu shots, we can give COVID shots, all of those sorts of things.
Reverend, what role does community support and volunteering play in the foundation's day-to-day work?
Every day, about 80 volunteers help us. And they, you know, they hand over the meals, they look after the people who come in, all of that sort of thing. Community support, that's where we give out the towels and the toiletries. We've got showers, so, you know, people can have showers. We have whole families come here who need to have a shower and things like that.
You often speak about helping, quote, the person in front of us, unquote.
Yes.
What does that philosophy mean in practice?
Well, it means you give everything you've got to the person in front of you. So many organisations, in a way, have this concept of fairness where everybody gets the same. But everybody coming to us has different sorts of issues. So we need to concentrate on the individual, and that individual may need a bit more than the next person who comes.
Also, Refugee Week has been an important focus recently. Why is refugee awareness part of the Foundation's mission?
Well, it seems to me that there's always somebody who wants to take your freedom away. And that can be your father, it can be your community, it can be your country, or it can be another country. Mm-hmm. And there are so many refugees in the world who need a lot of help. And that's what we're always there to help people who need help most.
How has the cost of living crisis affected the number of people seeking help from the foundation?
It's the big driver of it. Since over Easter, our numbers increased by 39%. so that it's just bottomless and endless, so that we know we'll never be able to supply all the need, but we do the best we can.
Reverend, can you share a recent success story that highlights the impact of the foundation's work?
Oh, the lady who came, whose rent was more than she could earn. We were able to give her some food and then give her advice and ultimately help her find a new place where she could afford. But issues like that happen all the time. People who might be on the NDIS but don't get enough support, we will advocate for them, and we've recently been able to get somebody into a new system. We've got a Centrelink worker, so people don't have to go to Centrelink to get help. They can come here, and there's a worker here with a computer, and they can help people right away. So the demand never stops, you know, and we just try and help in whatever way we can. A mother who came, whose child was ill, gets helped by the doctor. There's a person who the other day we found out, our doctor found out they'd had the wrong operations. We had to try and fix all that up.
Now, looking ahead, what are the foundation's main goals and priorities for the future?
Really, they're always the same. To help the person in front of you and to advocate for them. I remember one time here, a lot of people, Kurdish people, came from Kobani.
Yes.
When there was the big war there. Mm-hmm. And our congregation, without anything, just emptied their pockets of money, gave the whole collection, gave them all the money, you know, mm-hmm. to help. That's our aim, to be as effective as we can in making a better world.
Reverend Bill Cruz, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Kurdish today. We wish you and your foundation all the best.
Thank you, and God bless the Kurdish people. The Kurdish people deserve a homeland of their own. God bless you.
Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.